Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Yesterday's solar eclipse was only partial in New England, but that didn't stop science lovers of all ages from pouring outside to look up. WNPR's Patrick Scahill begins our coverage at Elizabeth Park in West Hartford.
Cecil Rivers says that even though it wasn't a total eclipse in West Hartford, only about 70% of the sun got blocked out, his family was still pumped to take in the event. He even built a fancy gizmo to watch.
So it's a pinhole camera projector. Basically, it's binoculars tied to a tripod, and the idea is that light goes in, and it gets transferred onto the paper over here, so you don't have to look directly at the light. And then occasionally, you just have to keep adjusting in order to keep tracking the sun.
His kids, Graham and Grayson Rivers, ages 7 and 10, were excited to share what they'd learned.
I see the sun.
Yeah?
Huh?
And what's happening to the sun?
The moon is covering the sun.
Have you guys ever seen anything like this before?
No.
Brandon Serafino from Hartford said it's nice to have everyone talking about something they could agree on. He was passing viewing glasses around to Maggie Crow and Rachel Burke.
It's nice to see people are kind of unifying over something that's a little bigger than politics and society. It's like a nature-given thing.
We kind of all needed to stop and watch an eclipse. We just did.
We ordered this.
Every person, no matter what side you're on.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon's partial eclipse lasted about 2.5 hours in Connecticut. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
Now to Northampton, Massachusetts, where curious observers also gathered to take in the sky. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown was there.
The mood was celebratory among the couple hundred people gathered outside the Smith College Botanical Gardens to watch what, in this region, was a partial eclipse. The organizers said they were not surprised by the big group, based on all the calls they'd been getting. And while they did not have enough eclipse glasses for everyone, most people found a way to watch. Sarah Parton brought a homemade box projector attached to a long cardboard tube. She shared it with several children.
Yeah, you have to peek into the box. You peek into the box and line the tube up so it's facing directly to the sun. You see it?
Behind you. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. It's behind the cloud.
It's totally starting to eclipse.
Really?
Yeah, like
you're kidding.
Oh my god, it's so starting to eclipse.
Throughout the hour or so when the moon was moving into the path of sight, the sun kept hiding behind clouds, so the viewing came in fits and starts.
Guys, look now. The sun is out. Look now. You see it?
I see it.
What do you see, Amanda?
I see the sun, but a little bit of black moon covering it.
Dara Fishman was sitting on the grass with her young nature and science-loving daughters. They didn't want to watch the eclipse at home.
I'm just excited to be together with a community of people and see something so miraculous, and it reminds us, I think, of how little we humans are.
As awe-inspiring as it was, many admitted that a partial eclipse feels a bit like a consolation prize. Retired astronomer John Gausted was answering questions in the crowd. He says there's little comparison to a total solar eclipse.
I've seen three of them in my life, which is why I'm not terribly excited about this.
Of course, many people here will get their chance at total eclipse in 2024 when the next one passes through northern New England. Gausted says he's hoping to see that one too.
God willing, I'm 80 years old, so I may not make the next one, but lots of you young people will be there, and I hope you enjoy it.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
And you can see a slideshow of attendees at Eclipse Watch parties around the region. That's at NEPR.net.